Moby Dick by Herman Melville. Published by Burlington Books. Copyright 2009. Chapter 1. Queequeg. My name is Ishmael, and I'm going to tell you a story about my extraordinary adventures at sea. I was very unhappy with my life in New York. I wanted to have an interesting life and a new job. So I decided to become a sailor and hunt whales on a ship. It was a cold, rainy night when I arrived at the port in New Bedford. I found a small, old-fashioned hotel. It was cheap, and this was good for me. The manager welcomed me. He was called Peter Coffin. This was a very unusual name, because a dead person is buried in a coffin. But it was a perfect name for the manager of this depressing hotel. A dark, frightening painting was on one wall of the hotel's reception. At first, it looked like a storm in the sea. I looked closer and saw it was an enormous broken ship. And then I saw a giant black whale caught in the ship's sails. On another wall was a frightening collection of guns, old whaling equipment, and old harpoons. The hotel was full, but Mr. Coffin had an idea. "You can share a room with Queequeg, the harpooner," he suggested. "He's a little crazy, but he's not terrible." "Tell me about him first," I said, a little worried. "He's a good man," answered Mr. Coffin. "He always pays regularly. He's very quiet, and he usually goes to bed early. But tonight, he went out to sell his head."
"His head?" I asked.
"Yes. He's just arrived from the South Seas," explained Mr. Coffin. "He bought a lot of human heads there. He's sold them all except one. He's trying to sell it tonight because tomorrow is Sunday, and it's not very nice to sell a human head on the streets while people are in church." I really didn't want to share a hotel room with this man, but there was no other place to sleep. So I decided it was better to share a hotel room with a stranger, even if he was a crazy harpooner. Mr. Coffin took me to the room. There was only one big bed. The bed was uncomfortable, and it took me a long time to get accustomed to it. Then, when I was starting to fall asleep, the light of a candle suddenly lit the room. An enormous man was holding the candle. He put it down on the table and opened his bags. I watched him carefully. Fortunately, he did not see me. The man took out a big hatchet and put it on the table next to the bed. I was becoming nervous. Then he turned, and I could see his face. It had big square tattoos all over it. "Oh my God," I thought. "He's got a frightening face." Then he started to take off his clothes. He had the same tattoos on his body, and he had tattoos of frogs on his legs. Next, the man took a black statue made of wood from his pocket. He lit a small fire in front of the statue and started to pray, making strange noises. When he finished, he put the statue in his bag, extinguished the small fire, and walked towards the bed. But he still did not see me. "Maybe I should say something," I thought, but it was too late. The man put the candle on the table next to the bed and jumped into bed. I screamed, and he jumped out again. I jumped out too. He took the hatchet from the table.
"Who are you? If you don't tell me, I'll kill you," the man shouted.
He pointed his hatchet at me.
"Mr. Coffin, save me! This man is a savage," I shouted.
The man lifted the hatchet.
and started to walk towards me. "He's going to kill me," I thought.